Well, first of all, I'm so, so pleased to have been re-elected for this constituency. As I said, the night of the count, it's a huge honour and it's a massive responsibility. And when you see the votes coming your way, you know, that reinforces that for you. I mean, initially, I must admit, we were a bit disappointed. Our number ones were well down. But of course, I was up against strong independents like Marie Casserly. We had Des Gaucian in Leitrim. And Michael Clark, who was former independent, former Fianna Fáil, and who now is part of Independent Ireland. He pulled in a massive vote in, you know, quite a number of boxes and got votes across the constituency. So all of that ate into a vote that some of which might have gone to me. However, once we got to the first count and I saw the figures and I saw I was just 1,700 behind, I knew that gap was bridgeable. And I only knew it for one reason, because we had done the tallies. We had counted the twos and the threes. I think a lot of other people didn't. So we knew the figures don't lie at the end of the day. Now, you can't go out there and say that this is how it's going to be, because, you know, nobody is certain. Tallies are tallies, counts are counts.
And look, as is the game of politics, it's always moving on quite swiftly to the next thing, always looking ahead. And already there's a bit of talking about what next government might feature. And there's already been a few people mentioning that it may need to consist of a few independents, a couple of reliable independents, are the quotes being used. Would that be something you'd be potentially open to, or how do you see it in your own way?
Well, look, I made that clear before the election. I didn't wait until after the election to put my cards on the table. I made it very clear that what I was hoping, that whoever would form the next government, and that was down to the people nationally, that they might need the support of some independents, maybe a group of independents, and that I would be more than willing to play my part in that. And I'm around in politics long enough to know that that comes with pluses and minuses. It may sound like it's the best deal at the beginning, but as time goes on, whatever hits government take, you take, and maybe even more so if you are supporting a government. But if there's enough in the initial deal, and crucially, if it's being delivered, that's why people elected me. I made it clear that's what I wanted to do.